From 1928 on, Eddie was frequently performing and recording in Europe, England, France, and Holland. But it was during a visit to Hungary that he became fascinated with the violin music of the gypsies. The expressive lyricism of gypsy violin music made a deep impression on South and remained a powerful influence for the rest of his life. However, I suspect that this inclination and his classical tendencies marginalized him with popular and jazz audiences. Nonetheless, Central European repertory and gypsy tunes, what's known as Tsigan or Tsigani, was a mainstay of Eddie South's personal musical style, typified in his original setting of Hungarian gypsy music that he called Tsigani in Rhythm. Tsigani in Rhythm, Eddie South's personal adaptation of Hungarian gypsy music that was his lifelong fascination. South also hooked into another aspect of gypsy music during his many lengthy stays in Europe, joining with Django Reinhardt, who was transforming his Manouche gypsy tradition into a fresh new jazz style in the quintet of the Hot Club of France. This resulted in some of Eddie South's most spectacular collaborations and best pure jazz records. 1937, here's Eddie's Blues, a duet, just Django and he, and then South joins Stephan Grappelli, two violins, in the Quintet of the Hot Club of France for Fiddle Blues and Dinah.